This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. We continue our political tour of Route 50 today. We've been traveling from state to state on that cross-country highway, so far from California through Colorado, and we'll arrive in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, the same day as the new Congress. Today, we make stops in Kansas and Missouri. That part of the country was profiled in a recent book called What's the Matter with Kansas? Author Thomas Frank argued that Kansans voted against their own economic interests by voting for candidates who agreed with them on hot-button moral issues. We test that theory today, first with Jeremy Gehring in Hutchinson, Kansas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about Hutchinson.
Hutchinson is what would be considered a small community, definitely under 45,000 people living here. A lot of people do come to Hutchinson from a lot of the rural areas around for their commerce, and Hutchinson's full of open people as a smaller town in the Midwest, and it's just a small town, great place to raise a family.
Now, I understand you're a real estate agent and also a Christian evangelical youth pastor, among other things. Do moral issues trump economic issues for you in politics?
I see them as very related, but oftentimes they probably would, yes.
Could you give an example of how economics would go by the wayside if there was a moral issue at stake?
Yeah. For instance, in the area of a same-sex marriage or something like that, when the moral issues are played out incorrectly, it can affect the entire nation. And the backbone of our country and the moral standing of our country and the strength of our country is more important than my bottom line of income.
How would you weigh the Congress and its impact on your life or even your voting? Are the areas that you're concerned about, are they much affected by Congress?
I would say that yes, they are, and more than probably even I or others know. I think the general feeling in the Midwest and small towns like this is that we're pretty insulated from the big politics and the big business that happens on the coasts, and yet I do think it affects us a lot more than people realize.
Jeremy Gehring, thanks for talking with us. And stay on the line. We'll let you get back into this conversation in a moment if you'd like to. Leaving Hutchinson, Kansas, east along Route 50, we've crossed over the center of the country and into the Kansas City suburb of Leawood, Kansas, where we find Andrea Vayner, who lives there and is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let me start with asking you a little bit about Leawood.
Leawood is an upper-middle-class suburb of Kansas City. It sits squarely on the state line between Kansas and Missouri.
And you are, I gather, a stay-at-home mom.
I am, and I'm a lawyer.
When you weren't at home, or maybe in the future won't be at home, right?
That's right.
Republican, Democrat?
Here in Kansas, I'm a Republican. I'm a moderate Republican. And traditionally, we've had our major election decisions made in the primaries because it is such a Republican state. Things changed a little this year with a lot of Democrats winning offices that were traditionally held by Republicans.
What do you think about that change?
Oh, I think it's really exciting, and it's long overdue. Our congressman that represents us here in the Congress is Dennis Moore. He's a Democrat. Our governor is Kathleen Sebelius. She is also a Democrat. So those were exciting changes.
Exciting to you, but a lifelong Republican.
That's right. The Republican Party here in Kansas just is not addressing the moderate voter anymore. And so the moderate voters had to switch to voting for the Democrat.
And do you see a reason for that? We've just been talking about the Republican emphasis on moral issues. Is that part of it?
That's exactly the problem, I think, here, particularly in Kansas City, is those social issues are not our primary concern.
Did then the Republicans push this too far?
Yes, I think they did, particularly for the voters here in this more urban and suburban part of the state. I think that's alienated a lot of the traditional moderate Kansas Republicans.
Do you think message received?
I think so. I think voters are satisfied in this part of the state with what happened in the elections for our particular representatives.
Andrea Vayner, thank you, and stay on the line. We're going to move down Route 50 to Kansas City, Missouri, and speak to John Dillingham, who's a longtime resident of Kansas City. His father founded the Stockyards that brought a lot of money into the city at one time. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you very much. Let's just start off with a quick, we know Kansas City, of course, Missouri, but from your point of view, what's there?
Well, it's the heart of America, and Missouri seems to go the way the presidential elections go, or vice versa. So somehow we reflect a lot of different viewpoints and maybe don't agree on any of them.
You're Democrat, Republican, which?
Well, I tell people anymore I'm a Truman Democrat, and it's different than today's Democrat. And I've supported a lot of moderate Republicans recently, and it's a whole new ball game in America today to me, and it's more, I think one little indicator is what we've heard recently over the weekend, and that President Ford has been highly regarded by all walks of life just because he was a decent individual. And we're hearing the extremes on both sides, but the moderate voices don't seem to be involved right now, and we've got to get back to that. This partisanship stuff is, nothing's accomplished.
We have been talking in this conversation about moral issues in politics. What do you think, for instance, about the issues that people have voted on, stem cell research, abortion, and same-sex marriage? Do you think they hold a very key position for voters, or should they?
Well, I don't get all hung up on them because we've got potholes and other problems that are, to me, more tangible.
Do you think that these sorts of issues divide people unnecessarily? Or are they important for politicians to be raising?
Well, they divide them and they get off the focus of the things that affect everybody.
We're traveling from California to the Capitol this week along Route 50, and today we've reached Kansas and Missouri. Let me just open up to all three of you to see what you'd like to comment on anything you've heard. Jeremy Gehring, there in Hutchinson, Kansas?
Yes, ma'am. One last comment, kind of on the question of what I would say to the Congress. Whether conservative or liberal, it's the job of the Congress to protect and serve and promote the best interests of their constituencies. And while on the moral side they can't legislate morality, they could accelerate moral decay by putting their own financial gain ahead of the interests of their constituencies. And I think it'd be nice to see a Congress actually serve its constituencies. And I think that's what all three have said, rather than looking at what they can get in terms of favors or anything else like that.
Andrea Vayner?
I agree with that. I think their primary responsibility is to the people that elect them.
John Dillingham, I think you probably didn't notice this because you're out in California, but we had the miracle at Arrowhead over the weekend, and the Chiefs are going to the playoffs. The founder and owner of the Chiefs, Lamar Hunt, passed away right before Christmas, and I think he went to the head of the line and it got things to reality.
And, of course, sorry to say, but Congress can't help with the playoffs.
Well, no, and thank goodness.
John Dillingham of Kansas City, Missouri, Andrea Vayner of Leawood, Kansas, and Jeremy Gehring of Hutchinson, Kansas, thank you all very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for the
thank
call.
You.
Tomorrow, our travels along Route 50 continue through Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio.